Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a major law firm in this country expands into Israel. Gary Epstein, who is with Greenberg Traurig, will be here to discuss it. It's a fascinating interview. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Paul Enos, Mendy Elliott, Ernie Adler, and Steve Mulvenin. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers by the wonders of Skype, we welcome to the program Gary Epstein. He is chair of Greenberg Traurig's Global Corporate and Securities Practice and co-chair of its brand new Israel office. He's the managing shareholder for the Tel Aviv location. My first question, Gary, is why is Greenberg Traurig opening an office in Tel Aviv?
I need to give you a little background about Greenberg Traurig and the Israel initiative that we've been carrying out for about the last 10 years. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, the firm started in 1967 with three lawyers, and fast forward, we now have 1,835 offices, 29 of which are in the United States. And we didn't grow the traditional route by merger or acquisition. We grew by finding cities where we thought the market could benefit from our presence and we could benefit, and we did it by finding attorneys in those growing cities where the economy was vibrant, and finding attorneys who were already practicing and telling them to find other attorneys. So when you look at Greenberg Traurig today with its 1,800 lawyers and its 35 locations, you see a law firm that is can provide clients with access to a platform that's everywhere and that practices pretty much in every area of the law. How we came to Tel Aviv is an interesting story, because we started about 10 years ago at the height of the Second Intifada, and the depth of the dot-com bust and the telecom bust, when everybody was running away from Israel, there were no tourists, and the economy was in very bad shape. And at that point, I got the idea of trying to help by providing Israeli companies with access to our network of clients and offices in order to help them market the products that they're making. You need to understand that every Israeli company from the day of its inception has an international strategy because the market in Israel itself is so tiny. So they needed access to investors, to strategic partners, to customers, to, and we were perfectly situated to help them. So we started going there and making our network available on a riskless basis in the hope that legal work would eventuate. And what started out as doing good has turned for us into doing well. And now, the answer to your question, 10 years later, we have enough critical mass of Israeli clients where we can effectively and efficiently seek to provide those services in their own time zone. Las Vegas, Nevada is 10 hours behind Israel. Silicon Valley is 10 hours behind. Miami is 7 hours behind. So it's not always convenient to deal with U.S. lawyers who are here. We hope it'll be more convenient there. And we charge rates that are local, and the rates in Tel Aviv are lower. So we think we'll be more efficient, more economical, and we'll be able to better service those clients.
Now,
I'm sorry for the long-winded answer.
No, that's fine. It's interesting stuff. That's why we have you on the program. One of the things, and you bring up a lot of interesting points there, one of the things that you do is you don't just represent your Israeli clients to the United States. You actually represent them to other countries around the world, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We have offices in the UK, in Amsterdam, in Mexico City, and correspondent relationships with firms in Italy, and we have an office in Shanghai. And as I said, all Israeli firms look east and west to market their products, their technology, it's interesting because when we look at our Nevada office, we're one of the few major international law firms with an office in Las Vegas, and we provide the same access there. And it's interesting that some of the same industries that Nevada focuses on, aerospace, defense, tourism, and clean energy. Israel is probably a world leader in water and emerging technologies, and there is an interesting overlap. So we think that not only are they interested in New York and Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles, we think there's a very interesting connection between Nevada and Israel.
We have about a minute left in the segment. I wanted to follow up with you there. So what kind of benefits do you think that your Israeli clients could bring to Nevada, which is being touted as the Saudi Arabia of renewable energy?
Well, again, there's a book out called Startup Nation, which analyzes the way in which the Israeli culture has fostered a environment that is very conducive to entrepreneurship and to technology and to creativity. There are more Israeli companies on NASDAQ than any other country after the United States and Canada. Israel is working on putting a landing craft on the moon. The only other two countries that have done that are the United States and Russia. So there are business connections. I am sure that at the current Consumer Electronics Show, you will find a number of Israeli companies, a number of Israeli entities there, both as customers, as inventors, and in terms of clean energy, where I know that's a significant interest in Nevada, Israel's been a pioneer. In water, in desalination, Israel's been a pioneer. So we think that with our Las Vegas office and its connections, Mike Bonner and Tom Kummer and Mark Trados, the people that have been in Las Vegas for a long time and know the market, we hope to be able to introduce Israeli clients to the Las Vegas business community. And to the extent the Las Vegas business community is interested in a round trip, we can certainly introduce them to interesting companies in Israel.
All right, let's take a break. More with Gary Epstein when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How will new energy technology make our lives better? Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Gary Epstein. He is the managing shareholder for the Tel Aviv location of Greenberg Traurig, the global law firm. It was interesting in the previous segment, you were talking about how you started this this interaction with Israel during the Second Intifada when things were pretty bad in Israel and tourism obviously was down. How is it now, and do you have concerns about being in Israel at this time of the Arab Spring?
I can answer that question very easily. I have 8 grandchildren living in Israel and 7 living in New York. And when I visit, I feel safer in Israel. There really isn't a security problem in this Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, in the cities in which we are going to be practicing, and the areas where we are traveling. There are some neighborhoods that I would stay out of, but by and large, and statistics will bear me out, there are fewer crimes of violence and less risk in Israeli cities than in most major American cities.
And I have to say, I was in Israel a couple of years ago and traveling all over and felt the same way. Let me ask you this. You know, you're talking about the economy in Israel. It sounds like the economy in Israel is booming versus looking at the economy in the United States.
The economy in Israel managed to weather the world economic crisis extraordinarily well. Their fiscal management was very sound, and the government was able, and the Bank of Israel, under the leadership of Stanley Fischer, have kept inflation low. The entrepreneurial side of the business continued to grow. Of course, there's a shortage of IPOs throughout the entire world, but during that period, M&A picked up, and investment in Israel continued to flourish. And the reason is simple. There are some very interesting things taking place there in technology, in life sciences, in IT, and in such matters as foreign to Nevada as gaming. A lot of the technology, the software for internet gaming, comes from Israel.
What are life sciences?
Life sciences are medical, biotech. There are some out of the Weizmann Institute, out of the Hebrew University, the Tel Aviv University. There are tremendous research coming out, and one of the largest, maybe the largest generic drug company called Teva, which acquired Ivex, which is down here in Miami. Teva works on pharmaceuticals. There are a number of companies doing big that sell products to big pharma. If you travel to Israel and you go to Herzliya or some of the, you know, what they call Silicon Wadi, you will see that Microsoft and Intel and almost all of the major technology companies have outposts there, because the level of invention and creativity there is very high. And we've been very fortunate to work with the best. We aren't practicing Israeli law. We aren't competing with Israeli law firms. We're just bringing Israel to the rest of the world and practicing American, UK, European law from Tel Aviv to make it more convenient for them and to provide inbound and outbound service to clients interested in Israel and Israelis interested in getting to the world. And it's been a very, very satisfying, very fulfilling experience for myself, for Bob Grossman, who co-heads the Israel Initiative, for Maital Stavinsky, the Israeli attorney, who coordinates the practice. And I can tell you, we have a huge level of interest of both from Americans, Israelis, and Europeans who want to join the office. As soon as we announced it, we received a remarkable number of resumes of people who want to be part of this effort.
We've got about 30 seconds. I just want to throw maybe a curveball at you here. Sheldon Adelson, the owner of Las Vegas Sands, and one of the richest men in the world, has great influence in Israel. Do you feel that? Do you sense that?
I would love to be his lawyer. you cannot travel in Israel among business circles without hearing Mr. Adelson's name, and obviously you can't have a Las Vegas office without hearing that name. And he is known as both an influential businessman and a true lover of Israel, so I admire him greatly.
Gary Epstein, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently.
My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription.
And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
So there was a prior back injury.
He saw the physical therapist once, 7 years ago. The insurance company's claiming it's the same old injury.
And their medical witness?
The quote-unquote doctor? He says what he's paid to say, but we got clinic MRIs from 7 years ago. They show a normal back, no injury.
Excellent. We'll show Buzz was hurt and get him the justice he deserves.
Talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates, successfully handling personal injury cases like yours for over 25 years.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Steve Mulvenin is here, principal with Mulvenin Media Relations. Mindy Elliott is senior partner with Forte LLP. And Ernie Adler, former state senator. Pleasure to have you all here.
Good to be.
Very interesting article in the New York Times this past weekend from Bill Keller, used to be the editor of the paper. And he was suggesting that it is time for Hillary Clinton to get involved in the campaign and actually become vice president. And he came up with a unique way of doing this without blowing off Joe Biden, which is to have Hillary Clinton take a break because, quote, she's tired from running around the world as Secretary of State, make Biden the most powerful vice president ever by making him not only vice president but also Secretary of State. Then she comes in to be VP, and then he continues on if he wants to do as Secretary of State. Your thoughts on this and what kind of ticket that would be?
Well, you're tossing it to me first.
You betcha.
Thanks a lot.
You're the one I'm looking at, Steve.
It seems to me a fairly convoluted way to make.
Well, you're trying not to offend Joe Biden.
Well, Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, needs to stay exactly where she is. I think she's a terrific Secretary of State. I think she's got the respect of not only people here, but leaders around the world. Her reputation is stellar. She's done good work. I don't think it makes much sense to have her as the vice president. Interested to see what these other guys are going to say.
Mindy, I mean, this is not a president that's going into the election with great employment numbers or a great economy.
I want her to stay right where she is, because if she goes to VP, I think that'd be an awesome move for Obama.
And
I have a lot of respect for Hillary. I'm with Steve. She's
and that would position her very well for 2016, mm-hmm. and she wouldn't be that old to be able to run for president. Right?
She's an amazing woman.
Ernie?
I think it would work, but I can't see Hillary Clinton doing it. I just think that isn't something she's going to do.
You know, I have a hard time saying this, admitting this, that Bill Clinton was right. I think, you know, Obama is the savior, no-drama guy that was going to come here and save our country was a complete fairy tale. I don't think Hillary Clinton wants to hitch her wagon to his as the VP. I don't think that would be a good thing for any of them. And it's not Biden that's the problem. It's Obama that's the problem. I mean, he's the issue. He's not what he sold himself as.
But what about, there would be a large female vote mm-hmm. that would be very appreciative of an Obama-Clinton ticket, do you not think?
I agree. Everyone, I have to tell you, my circle of friends, we all think Hillary is tremendous. And I agree. I mean, it would be, but I agree with Paul.
Can I check? Your registration is still Republican, right?
It is, but doesn't mean I don't respect
the talent. She is the most confident one in the administration.
She's amazing. Sam, she's amazing. She's always been amazing. You talk to my, I can't talk to my husband, but he just thinks she's wonderful. He's said that for years.
All right, let's change topics here. Money in politics. Sheldon Adelson, $5 million to the Gingrich campaign, puts it back on track. Your thoughts about that and the result of the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court?
Well, I think this kind of shows what the Citizens United opinion is going to do in the future. I mean, he puts $5 million into essentially a negative campaign against Mitt
Hold
Romney.
On, he didn't put him into a campaign,
no,
though. It's into a super PAC.
It's in a super PAC,
right,
which launches a negative campaign against Mitt Romney. And so that's what we're going to be living with for a long time. I mean, Sheldon Adelson certainly has the right to do whatever he wants with his money, but the impact of this is going to be great.
Steve?
Well, I'm not a fan of the Citizens United decision. I mean, I think it's a, I think it was a bad decision that the court made, and I think we're just now beginning to see the kind of impact that it'll have. I mean, the Gingrich super PAC is troublesome.
But every one of the major candidates has one.
Oh, I understand that, but I think it hides from public scrutiny where these dollars are going and who people are.
Well, in some cases, not in Sheldon Adelson's case.
No, you still have to say where the, and is it, doesn't it level the playing field? I mean, the unions have been doing this, you know, in support of the Democrats for years. Doesn't this just level the playing field and say, mm-hmm. okay, you know, management and labor now have the same rules to play by?
No, it doesn't, because you're talking about people who are billionaires and can put much, much more money into these.
Really,
packs.
Unions put more money into the 2010 elections than anybody, Ernie. Anybody.
That's true.
They might be billionaires in as a person, but the unions certainly have a lot of zeros after their their name in their financial statements.
Yeah, but unions' funding has been declining over the years, as has membership. So I don't think you can compare that to somebody who's a billionaire, an individual.
They're a lot less frugal with their money and campaigns than these billionaires are. So maybe it's just the billionaires are smarter than the guys in the unions. They don't want to throw their money away on these politicians.
I'm against big money coming in, either a union or a private individual. And that's why I'm opposed to Citizens United decision.
But the reality here is, we talked about this a little bit on the show before, we've got about 30 seconds here, is that this money is here now, and it's here to stay. And will this eventually take away from the campaigns themselves in terms of the direction of the campaign, that it won't be the contestants, it'll be these super PACs?
Well, I think that may be the key issue. And I hadn't thought of it that way before, but I think you may be right. They will so dominate the airwaves that those of us that are on the receiving end of all of this are going to have a heck of a time distinguishing truth from fiction.
And that's where we have to leave it. Of course, Swift Boats was before Citizens United, and that was pretty effective as well. That's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When an accident happens, you need help now. We have fast and free answers to keep you covered. Loud and loud. Good news in bad times.
Possibly the best tasting breakfast omelet in the world. Eat it, Joe's, today.
I'm Joe Laub of Laub and Laub. Walk in Wednesday without an appointment. Call today, get in today. Get your auto accident answers free and fast. Walk in, call, or email. Real answers right now. Laub and Laub.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, a lot of people who are not plastic surgeons have been performing plastic surgery. We'll have Dr. Lane Smith on the program to talk about it. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.